experiencing much more of a continuous shifting in and out now. And it's like
my sense of that is that it's a capacity that we develop more and more. And there's sometimes when we have to do something specific, or like balance a checkbook, or wash the dishes, or something like that. We have to like make sure we don't break the dishes, or something like that. But that it's that there's just this natural flow. And then if we sit and we're in stillness, we can just go back into that expansion. That's I think what the erotic meditation does. It strengthens that muscle to be appropriate to whatever it is that we're doing. If it's something that we're answering an email, or if we're watching a sunset, it's a whole different experience, what we bring to that.
Yeah, well, if this is really true, this is an awesome tool. It's an awesome way for all of us to strengthen that muscle, as you say.
And to use pleasure.
And to enjoy the whole process, yeah.
It doesn't have to be painful. Those are the kind of practices I like. But you also have to have a neutrality towards it too. If there is growth through a painful experience, you have to embrace that also, because that ability to embrace, whether it's positive or negative, is the how deep you go into it.
Yeah.
It seems to me like this would be good for people in a long-term relationship that kind of have a habitual pattern of how they are with each other.
Yeah.
Because it helps to break that.
Yeah.
And to be just in the moment and not knowing what this is, this person that you may have spent decades with.
Yeah, I'm sure it's more of a challenge to be there. I know when I've been in longish term relationships and there's any kind of stuff going on, any kind of conflict or anger or resentment, it's hard to let that go, but essential to let that go,
yeah,
in an ordinary sexual connection.
Yeah.
But here, it's kind of any thought that could distract you from being present will. So all the stuff that you haven't dealt with in your relationship is going to come into that space.
Yeah. And it gets to be released.
Or not.
Or not. It's an opportunity.
Yeah. It might be a prompt to go work on that, whatever it is, and then come back and try again.
Mm-hmm.